Whatever uncertainties life offers, some things you can count on. A house of cards, for instance, will collapse shortly after being built. But what about a house of paper? In Rockport, Massachusetts, an artist colony and tourist spot on the coast north of Boston, a house made of paper has been standing for nearly 80 years. Margot Stage of member station WGBH went to check it out.
The paper house is a small two-room cottage perched on the bare granite ledge common to this seaside town. A shingled roof, wraparound porch, wooden doors and windows look normal enough, but the walls of the house are made entirely of newspaper. On a summer Saturday, people from New York and New Jersey, Wisconsin, Seattle, and even Russia have come to see the paper house.
A nice little day trip, something different. And this is cool.
Sandy Agnese from Westford, Massachusetts, was intrigued after reading a newspaper article.
I've got people coming up from California I'm going to bring out here.
Should we look inside?
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Oh, my goodness.
The house was built in 1922 by an engineer and machine designer named Elis F. Stenman. His grandniece, Edna Bowden, says Stenman was the curious type who dabbled with inventing things.
Basically, he was making a summer house. And his idea was to use all this paper material as the insulation. And then what he planned to do was put clapboards outside. But he just kind of didn't do that. Curiosity, you know? He wanted to see what would happen if you didn't do anything to this paper.
The only thing he did was varnish the newspaper walls, 215 sheets thick, to protect against moisture. Next, Stenman started making furniture. He'd roll 3 to 7 sheets of newspaper around a wire to make a paper rod. Then he glued and nailed the rods together, sort of like Lincoln Logs, to make chairs and tables, lamps, a settee, and a desk that caught Sandy Agnese's eye.
This desk is made of the Christian Science Monitor. Isn't that cool? Look at, you can read part of it. Beats Haynes, govern men, found needed. Can't read too much, can you? Oh, and look at the wife's handiwork.
She points to paper curtains that look like a mix of origami and gum wrapper chains. They're actually magazine covers from Life and the Saturday Evening Post. Bowden says the Stenmans discovered it wasn't that easy living in a paper house.
It just got to be people knocking on their door, you know, hey, what are you doing? You know, can I look? Why'd you do that? So they moved out, built themselves a regular kind of a house.
Stenman continued making furniture for 20 years. A desk built entirely of articles about Charles Lindbergh's flight. A grandfather clock of newspapers from the capital cities of all 48 states in the Union. Mrs. Stenman gave tours of the paper house up until the summer before she died. Edna Bowden helped out as a little girl, collecting the quarters charged as admission. These days, Bowden takes care of everything.
I'm the third paper house lady. That's my claim to fame.
Every year or two, she adds a coat of shellac to the outside walls, and she keeps the house open to the public.
Basically, now it's on the honor system. Little sign here tells you how to make the honor system go. People leave their little donation. It really works. It's amazing.
Some 5,000 people each year drop their $1.50 in a mail slot to visit the paper house. For NPR News, I'm Margot Stage in Rockport, Massachusetts.